Breathe in Space contains mature content such as substance abuse, sexual situations, and violence.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please record a message starting with a 2-second pause. Say send when finished.
Hey, kiddo. I was hoping to share some good news with you today. Looks like I might get a job near you. Well, not near, but only a shuttle ride away. I'm still waiting to hear back, but I'm hopeful they'll hire me. It'll be a late night shift, but I'm so tired all the time, I won't even notice. I think it went well, but even if I'm rejected, I won't accept defeat. I'll keep fighting. Somewhere along the line, I forgot about that. I was so lost, wandering around like I was some kind of goat. I was running on empty. Didn't matter anymore that the metal floors I sleep on feel like home. No matter how much my lower back seems to disagree with it. I didn't have a destination. So I couldn't hope to fill the empty space in my heart. But now, I'm trying to be better. And to be honest with myself, I'm getting there. It might sound complicated, but one day you'll understand. I can't keep doing this. Don't know why I'm still leaving these messages. I've given up hope you'll even listen to them. Even if you did, would you reach out? At this point, I'm only a voice in the line you'll never answer anymore. I tried to convince myself I'm brave enough for this. I just want you to know, you're never alone, okay? Be brave for Dad. Please. I love you, Aurora. I hope to hear back from you one day. Send.
And that'll wrap up the tour of the area. You'll get used to everything pretty fast. The longest bit of all this is the onboarding forms. You handle all that?
That's an understatement. I haven't signed that much stuff since my last long-term job.
When was that?
Years ago. Couldn't tell you exactly.
I guess the memory is the first thing to go when you get old.
How old do you think I am?
50, 60.
Oh, so that's how this is gonna be.
Better get used to it. But yeah. All the new hire stuff is relatively new, with the SBBU taking over the shipyard. Guess it has some merits. Big hassle, if you ask me.
SBBU?
Ship Builders and Breakers Union.
Gotcha. Is it really that much different than when the previous owners were running Delaney?
Loads. First off, the benefits are way better. Mostly because they didn't exist before. So throwing us a stale piece of bread would have been an improvement.
Really? Not one benefit?
Not unless you count days off.
That's absurd in a place like this.
Fuck yeah, it is! Union changed a lot of things, though. Health insurance, life insurance. You sign up for the extra retirement stuff?
Nah, don't know how long I'm gonna be around.
Good. Don't let others control your financial freedom.
Okay.
Word is, the shipyard is gonna be running at a loss for a bit, trying to get all the employee programs off the ground. You think they'd be better prepared?
Makes sense. Programs like that aren't easy to get started. Shocked they didn't want to do a staggered rollout.
Way over my head. All I know is, if it wasn't for the union, we'd still be independent contractors.
You seriously worked as independent contractors?
Yeah.
Sounds like a serious gray area to work in, if not a straight labor law violation.
Heard it a time or two, mostly from new hires or people trying to stir up trouble. Anybody that kept it up was soon found to be unemployed. Serves them right for running their mouths.
Certainly everyone else is appreciative of the changes then?
Oh, why would they be? We had control of our hours and didn't have a faceless corporation stealing our wages to pay for socialist trash.
Like what? Taxes?
Taxes? You mean legalized theft? Don't get me started. Do you know how much they take? That's on top of the money they make us give up for people skipping out on work. Sick days, they call it.
You sound like you wanted to go back the way it was.
Fuck no.
Then what do you like about the union?
Better wages. No more forced overtime. Injuries are treated seriously. There are safety inspections now. Welcome change according to management. But it's been a culture shift for people. Pony pushed hard on that, so everyone is willing to deal with it. More or less.
As long as upper management is on board, it'll be good. That'll only keep as long as people are valued over money. Never lasts in my experience.
Fair bit of people agree with that. Healthy too, if you ask me.
Prepare for the worst. Hope for adequate.
Thing is, the union charter should provide resistance to such things. All members are on equal vote footing for any changes. Not sure why we need it, though. Didn't ask for a gaggle of loudmouths to dictate what I do with my life. Why are you so jaded about it anyway?
You could say I've dipped my toes in the corporate shit pond. Don't know if you've ever been so lucky, but when I was younger, I kicked off my working career at a rather large one.
UConn?
Close. How'd you know?
You have that air of bitterness.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You'd actually be surprised how many people around here have a similar experience. Lot of people are out there looking for work after the whole UConn shit show.
It isn't unique to the shipyard. Not one place I've been where people aren't looking to make ends meet. Lucky ones have friends in the right places to contact, after they've carried everything they could when walking out the door.
With all the changes, a bunch of people came to Delaney. Makes the place appealing for long-term work. Only so many slots, though. You must have had some of those friends to get in here. Doesn't it bother you to depend on charity?
Maybe. Couldn't say, honestly. Is the ordeal with the Hephaestus spill wrapped up?
People were on edge for a while. Didn't know if they were going to be out of work. It was rocky.
It was serious. News said at least 2 years until everything is cleaned up. People were displaced from their homes. Livelihoods disrupted. They had good reason to worry.
Not like it was their fault.
No, but I understand the frustration. As well as being blamed for something I had no control over.
Sounds complicated.
Very.
All right, then. So, you catch that PG match last night?
The fuck?
You needed me, Pony?
Don't have time to go through them applications. Marked a few that might fit. Pick whoever looks good. Trade a torch for a highlighter. What the hell am I doing?
What do I look for?
You tell me. They're going on your crew, shift lead.
Oh, okay. We've got a welders, maybe some, generalists?
Pick one who's got some experience at least. Save you trouble training them.
This one. If you think he'll work, please.
What's the name?
Proctor. Anton.
Proctor. Hand it over. Well, this ain't one I pulled.
Yes. I'm sure.
Ain't got much going on for him. Don't look like he's skinned before. Got some time on a Bronco crew, so at least knows way around a ship and probably spent some time XO. Hang on, he a CPA?
Yes?
CPAs are tough some bitches. You know this, Proctor?
Sort of.
Trust him?
Absolutely.
Why's that?
My brother died on the job. The company, first they said it was the worker's fault, so no payout. Then he, Proctor, he kind of got blamed.
Don't sound like the kind of man to have on a crew.
No, see, it wasn't his fault. And he probably could have put his head down and let it roll off, but he stuck around. Made sure we got settlements, the families of the people that died. They weren't much, but we had a real nice funeral for Apollo. I think it ruined his life. Saying something, because after that he was just gone. Didn't think I'd see him again, but he's here, and he needs a job, and he's exactly the kind of man you want in your crew. At least, I think that?
Now you're thinking like a shift lead. I'll flag his application. Can't find shit in all this. Where's my damn pen? Hey, don't ever take a management job.
Huh?
Forget it. Just make sure he's here by next cycle.
Seems like we're not really hurting for people. Really wish they weren't all so damn green. Think the powers that be would want to bring on trained workers? No offense.
Not everyone in the upper echelons has a clue. Might seem like they have it all figured out, but run away at the least bit of resistance.
You got a chip on your shoulder?
Why? Got some salsa you're hiding from me?
How far south did it end up going for you during the Yukon blowup? Or did you retire before all that?
Let's go with our separation was a rapid, unscheduled disassembly. Retiring was never on the table.
Shame. There was a guy around here, complete badass, that came to work here of all places after he retired. Did a bunch of math or number shit before he came here. So what did you do at UConn?
You might consider it number shit.
Really? Did you know Sergey?
Who?
Sergey. He was a CPA from Luna.
What do you think CPA means?
It means you do number shit.
Right. No, I didn't know Sergey.
Damn.
I was a regional manager when I separated.
A big shot then, eh? What did this big, important work have you doing in the office?
Logistics. I was really good at managing not only my time, but how all the teams I was on worked together. Contributed ways to making shipment centers more efficient, amongst other improvements. Which, of course, my bosses took all the credit for. I thought maybe I'd get some recognition for all the money.
Ah, I see. Right. So you were like a CPA.
I was a macroeconomist with business and industrial focuses, as well as backgrounds in manufacturing and distribution, policy and supply analysis, and large market network management.
So, yes. Could have just said yes.
I chose not to.
You're not going to be a CPA here, are you? Because Sergey's got big boots to fill.
Well, I'm not legally a CPA. Long time ago, I did sit for the testing and get the certification, but it's long since lapsed.
Uh-huh.
You have to stay up on the training and earn education credits for upkeep.
You don't say.
If it's something we need, I can probably get it again.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Not measuring up to your friend, am I?
Not even a little. You're a bit overqualified to be down in the yard with us. How bad did you piss someone off?
That's a long story. Suffice to say, I've been looking for more stable employment for a number of years. Been moving around, taking what work I can to get by.
Job hopping ain't exactly an easy life.
Which makes a lot of sense why I was doing it.
You really fucked up then. Come on, spill.
Maybe some other time.
Aw, that's no fun. Can you at least tell me what kind of stuff you ended up doing?
Been up and down the board. Station custodial engineering for multiple places. Pretty easy work to fall back on if you can't find anything else. No one wants to clean up after other people.
Because we're fucking animals.
Not gonna argue with that. Did around 2 years on a Bronco crew? Interesting work. Keeps you busy, but even with a crew, it can be pretty lonely.
Find it hard to believe you did that.
And I find it hard to believe people can string together 8 words sometimes.
Were you any good?
Good is relative. Captain hired me after he saw me doing some haggling where I ran circles around the guy to double what he offered me. Thought maybe I can help his ship earn a little more. My numbers history paid off. Difficult work outside of that, but I got used to it. Captain gave me a decent bonus when I left.
Seems stupid to leave, then.
Likely given that money kept me afloat for a couple of months. Got tired of it, though. Really, I think I was tired of not being around people. Which, to admit that out loud, man.
Anything else?
Bunch of really short-term stuff as I traveled around the system. Packing factory, deliveries, bioprinter farms, scrapyard, bunch of temporary farm picking. Disastrous stint as a line cook.
How many jobs have you worked?
You know, I really couldn't put a number on it. Stop counting somewhere around 30?
You get around, man.
Funny, your mom said something similar when I took her out to dinner last week.
What the fuck? My mom would... Why you gotta... My mom is a fine lady.
You can say that again. Wink.
Could you just not?
I'm messing with you, kid. I'm sure your mother is a wonderful, caring person.
Can we get back to it, asshole?
Sure. Can't remember I was going with the next one in the queue anyway.
Because you're old.
Damn. Got me there. Truce?
Fine. You and that mouth work anywhere interesting lately?
Oh, come on. You can't agree to a truce and set me up like that.
Don't you dare.
Let's see. I was working at a warehouse on an abandoned Yukon orbital. Lots of shipping and inventory management work.
In your wheelhouse?
It was stuff I was good at before, but on a smaller scale. Place was used as a central hub for scrappers to bring in items for quick cash from other stations. People with abandoned property. Delivery personnel looking to offload things they were left with for cheap.
Sounds like a decent gig. But there are tons of people out there looking for a way to earn a quick buck.
Kept me busy. Ever hear of a mystery crate?
No.
You throw a bunch of things in a box that no one wants. Then you turn around and sell it for cheap enough that people think they're getting a deal, but expense enough you turn a tiny profit when you sell enough of them.
That sounds like you made a scam.
How dare you accuse me of such a thing?
Calling it like I see it.
That reminds me, when your dad called me last night, he mentioned he hadn't seen you for a long time. He sounded pretty upset. Asked me to have you call.
Would you leave my fucking parents out of this?
Can you just tell me if you have any siblings? Grandparents? Girl next door? Pet gerbil? Favorite ficus? I can keep this going.
I swear, if you keep this up...
You make this way too easy. Sorry, I'll stop, really. No more family jokes. It wasn't my intention to exasperate you.
This fucking tour can't be over soon enough. So, how weren't your trash boxes a scam?
I prefer innovation to scam. We used a workaround. Slap a warning on the box stating the value of the crate might not be equal to what was purchased for. And then don't accept returns.
So you told people you were scamming them with a disclaimer, and people still bought them?
I can't control what people buy. One person's trash is another person's shit to deal with.
I'm impressed. You can't grift someone if you tell them you're going to do it up front.
I'm surprised it even worked. Honestly, it's a little embarrassing.
If you say so, what made you leave?
An automated freighter plowed into the station.
Say that again?
Since all the nav data was wiped when Yukon vanished, there are ships and drones from its delivery fleet just floating out there with nothing to stop their momentum.
Crashing into a station, though. What are the odds?
1 in 70 trillion. Give or take a couple of million. Really a rounding error at that point.
How did you... You know what? I don't want to know.
It was going to take a bit to repair the station. Figured it was a good time to move on. I hitched a ride with the scrapper shortly after. Ended up out here by recommendation. Look,
you aren't going to get the best deal on staples if you buy them all piecemeal. Bulk is the way to go.
Bulk is the problem. Our margins are razor fucking thin already. If I buy a wholesale amount of cricket flour, I can't also afford mealworms or decent miso or stock powders. And I also can't continue to buy the lower grade shit either. It comes through in the end and people can taste it.
And that's why you need to switch to Scratch Made on some of these. Cricket flour isn't all that hard to get out there right now. Facilities producing it are having issues selling.
And you happen to know this how?
Let's say I'm plugged in. If you're willing to do a little strategic traveling, you can stock up while still selling along the way. This thing is mobile, right?
When she wants to be. But I can pretty well fix things faster than they can break.
Is everything all right? I called you 15 minutes ago.
Sorry, I was just finishing the count. We're going to be out of mushroom bouillon soon. And the freeze-dried vegetable packets aren't far behind that.
Shit. Just what we need.
Here. I'm giving you a few names that will sell to you directly. Should have some stuff a restaurant needs to keep going. If you calm ahead and see what they have in stock, you can set an efficient flight plan to get what you need with decent revenue stops along the way.
What are you two talking about?
This is Mr. Anton. He's been trying to help solve our stock problem. Unprompted at that.
Merely offering some advice. It's up to you to act on it. Or not.
You seem too familiar to be plugged in. Why aren't you doing this anymore?
I wanted a change of pace. That's why I was asking if you knew of any place looking to hire nearby.
Sorry, I don't. We only just docked.
It's not a big deal. Not the first person to tell me no. Won't be the last either. Oh, if you give these two my name, they might throw something in a little extra.
I'll think about it.
Cat.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Anton, what kind of work are you looking to do?
Something steady more than anything. I'm not really picky.
Ever been to Delaney Station?
And you came here without anything set up. That's stupid.
Someone offered to help squeeze my application in. Figured if they're going to do me a favor, I could shoot my shot. Aimed so bad, I planned on ordering a couple after I missed.
Better than taking one in the face.
Are you always a smartass? Okay,
okay. Nope. Sometimes I sleep.
You should consider getting more then.
Oh, fuck off.
It's been surprising all these years how willing people are to give me a chance at work.
You sounded pretty fucking burnt out.
For a long time. Can't say I'm fully over it either.
Well, none of that matters here.
Why's that?
It's all about living in the moment here. Anything else gets you hurt.
Okay, good. Thought you were gonna go all philosophical on me there.
Deflect all you want. But you know there's nothing good about living in the past. Things change, people change. Sometimes it's good, but not always. You have to accept you can only control what you can, and there's no point in hoping things turn out different. You end up not enjoying anything. That philosophical enough for you?
I'll give you a passing grade. Just barely.
Are you trying to sound like my disappointed dad? Going to ground me for not getting high marks?
Hell no. I claim none of that mess.
Definitely sounds like a dad.
If the mag boot fits.
You know, you aren't that funny, right?
It's okay to admit you wouldn't know humor if you tripped over it.
Ugh.
Thanks.
Don't mention it. Seriously, you'll be a major tarnish to my carefully crafted reputation around here.
Major tarnish, reporting for duty.
Quit it.
Would you like me to resign from telling any more jokes?
Can't wait to hand you off. Whoever gets stuck with you is going to be thrilled.
Can't spell thrilled without tired.
What? That doesn't even work. Here's where you'll be working from now on. Looks like we made it right in time. Second shift is finishing up.
Didn't expect to be starting so late.
This ain't a 9-to-5. Think you can hack it?
My knees and back might complain, but it's not like I'm out of shape.
Feel free to let me know how your body feels once you get to 35. Bet your ass won't be so hung up on it.
Anton, this is Balloon. Balloon, Anton. What Balloon says goes. Make sure you listen. Might seem a little meek, but she's not shift-lead for nothing.
It's nice to meet you, Mr. Proctor.
Anything special to be aware of before I get out there?
We've got a double tether system for new hires. Tell to get the hang of things. Step off, make sure you suit up properly and strap to your belt.
Aw, come on! You're fucking with me, right? I thought I was only doing the tour. Make this guy someone else's problem.
Don't mind him. Come speak with you if you have any concerns or questions about the work.
Understood.
We usually head to the pilot house when we're done. Also, a word of warning, don't engage in any bets with Step Off.
Okay.
Can you at least pay for drinks then? I don't want to be stuck to this bad joke machine all day without getting anything out of it.
You shouldn't complain about it. Don't want to be in bad spirits.
I will cut your tether if you make another joke.
Go introduce yourself to the rest of the team when you're done getting ready.
Hold up. What's his name?
Anton?
No, your crew name.
He already has a name. All rookies get it.
Can't be calling you a retentive name like Proctor around here. Let's see. Hawk? Nah, too easy with those eyes. You certainly have a serious look to you. Maybe Iron something? That doesn't fit either. Old Dog? But can we teach him?
It's Balloon!
Nah.
What? Why not?
That's your name.
But the new person always gets the name!
Since you said it, smartass. It's Major Tarnish.
What? You can't use my jokes against me.
How about Tiger? Has a ring to it.
At least it's not
Tony the Tiger.
Is Balloon still on the table?
No. Yes!
I hate you already, Step Off.
You'll get over it. Hey, how do you feel about Fridays, Mr. Was a CPA?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Breathing Space. This episode, My Lower Back Seems to Disagree, was written and directed by Jordan W. Anderson and edited by Jordan W. Anderson.
Anton Proctor is voiced by Jordan W. Anderson.
Werner Stepoff Gill is voiced by Evitable Fate.
Balloon is played by Lafayette Terrapong.
George Pony Cheval is voiced by Jesse Hall.
Kat Nygaard Novak is voiced by Ella Watts.
Heck Novak Nygaard is voiced by Amy Young.
With additional voice work by Amy Young, Ashley Kraft, Aubrey Akers, Lou Sutcliffe, Nancy Sandlin, and Suck X. Our theme, Blues for the Black, was composed by Michael Freitag with vocals by Jeremiah and lyrics by Scott Paladin. You can find links to learn more about our cast and crew in the show notes and all about our show at our website, breathingspace.lawofnames.com. Breathing Space is a Law of Names production.